We have the end of the Acts of the Apostles. We have the end, the conclusion of John's Gospel. We've been reading through both of these throughout these last weeks, the Acts of the Apostles, the whole Easter season. John's Gospel, we've been reading from it daily Mass, pretty much from the octave, I think, almost at the end of the octave up till now, for the most part. And this, it's beautiful what we've received from the church. Reading through the Acts of the Apostles for all of these weeks of the Easter season really is kind of like the deepest preparation for Pentecost that we could have, because what the Lord has been showing us is, this is what my church looks like when she is fully alive in the Holy Spirit. And so from the very beginning of Easter, Easter Monday, when we had Peter's first preaching on Pentecost Day, up until now, the Lord has given to us a visual image. This is what the church should look like when she's fully alive in the Holy Spirit. We see a church that's proclaiming the gospel faithfully, that's carrying that message out to the world. We see a community, the body of Christ, being built up. We see a strengthening of the bonds of love and community and fellowship in the life of the church. We see miracles that are happening. We see the disciples going out and doing what Jesus did, people being healed, demons being cast out. And all of that is this really beautiful preparation for us for Pentecost, because the Lord has been showing us in a visual way, this is what my church is supposed to look like. And I love the wisdom of the church in giving us all of these weeks to get ready for what we will celebrate tonight. That's what it looks like at the big church level. But then also, the church has given us what it also looks like individually. Today, with the Acts of the Apostles coming to its conclusion, Paul is in Rome now, and we know that he will be a martyr there. The Acts of the Apostles doesn't record it. It will come after, in just a couple of years. But here, Paul will give his life. But it ends by us hearing, Paul received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. It ends not on Paul with his own martyrdom, even though that will come, but with Paul doing what he's done ever since his conversion, proclaiming the kingdom and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. But for Paul, it will all mean a conformity to Jesus that will ultimately reach the cross, Paul giving his life there. In the gospel today, Peter, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, saying to the Lord Jesus about John, well, what about him? And Jesus says, don't worry about him. You follow me, which will also be for Peter following the Lord to Rome for his own martyrdom as well. But then for John, the gospel ends with this beautiful line that it's this disciple, John, who testifies to these things, and what he's written is true. But there are so many other things that the Lord Jesus did that if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that could be written. And what I love about that is that basically it's saying to the church, you will never exhaust the riches of the heart of Christ. You'll never reach a point where you'll say, wow, we did it. We proclaimed everything to everyone. The mission, it continues, and this is where we are just as we move up to the great Pentecost vigil tonight. And so what do we do with this except say, Lord, please give us the gift of your Holy Spirit so that we can continue all of this. If the riches of your heart, Lord Jesus, are inexhaustible, then give us the gift of your Spirit just to keep proclaiming it to the world, but also give us that same gift of the Holy Spirit so that as you call us individually to be more conformed with you, even to the cross, that we would not shrink back, but like Paul, like Peter, we would keep following you wherever you lead. And so this kind of double readiness on our own part and on the part of the church to let the Holy Spirit come upon us in a new and deeper way, to let the Lord lead us out and to do what we're meant to do. So this is just such a beautiful way to bring it all to an end, which is really just the beginning. Those of you who've been on a Curcio retreat, other retreats have done the same thing, but you've heard it. You come to the end of a retreat or something, and you say, well, what now? And then people say, oh, what you need to do now is Acts chapter 29. And then later you pull out your Bible and you're like, Father must have gotten it wrong because the last chapter in the Acts of the Apostles is chapter 28. But Father or whoever was leading that retreat didn't get it wrong. Acts 29 is just that way of saying, now it's you living it out. But that's where we are. And so we ask the Lord as we bring to its great conclusion the church's Pentecost novena tonight, that we would be in a place to be open and ready fully to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that everything that is left and entrusted to us, the proclamation of the gospel and the following of the Lord Jesus, that we would give the entirety, the whole of our heart over to that great mission.